Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do.
It helps you know what you do.
So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Gabe, and friends, thank you so much for joining us here on
Studio Classroom. Today we are talking all about animal superpowers.
Animal superpowers. Do you think that this is a an article that's talking about real things? Or maybe it's a work of fiction, like maybe it's a book summary that's talking about some animals who can do amazing things, like raccoons that can fly through the sky.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure our article today is just talking about some amazing things that certain animals can do that maybe are really hard to imagine, or they're definitely things that humans can't do.
For example, like a flying squirrel. My son and I saw a flying squirrel in a park the other week. I was very surprised to see that here in a city park in Taipei, but it was so cool to see it gliding from one tree branch to another tree branch. I kind of wish I could do that.
Yeah, and in my opinion, flying squirrels have superpowers because they can fly even though they don't really have wings. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about a lot of other kinds of animals that have special abilities as well. So let's get into our first reading for the day.
Animal superpowers. Our world is full of creatures with amazing abilities. People love superhero stories, and many animals possess real-life superpowers, some of which surpass anything writers have imagined. Super senses. Some animals have senses that humans do not have, using magnetic fields or electrical signals to perceive their surroundings. Others surpass humans, even in our strongest senses, vision and hearing. Eagles, for example, can spot prey from great heights. Some estimates state that they can spot a rabbit from as far as 3 miles away.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 我们先来看 sense 这个名词，意思呢是感觉或是对某事的理解力。例如 ,Sharon has a great sense of humor and makes everyone laugh at her jokes. Sharon 幽默感十足，总能用笑话逗得大家哈哈大笑。Sense 也可以当动词哦，意思呢是察觉或是感觉到。譬如The hairs on her arm raised when she sensed that someone was watching her from behind. 当她察觉背后有人在看她时，她手臂上的汗毛都竖了起来。跟 sense 相关的形容词是 sensory, 意思是感官的。Sensory room 是感官室，是经过特殊设计用来开发感官知觉的房间。譬如 ,The sensory room helped calm the children,by engaging their sense of sight, sound, and touch. 这间感官室透过吸引孩子们的视觉、听觉还有触觉，帮助他们安静下来。
Okay, friends, as we begin our article today, we want to begin by defining the word creatures, because we're going to see it a few times. Now, when we're talking about creatures, we're just talking about living animals.
That's right.For example, strange sea creatures live deep in the ocean. There are some pretty strange ones way down there. But yeah, we're talking about creatures. The world is full of creatures with amazing abilities. People love superhero stories, and many animals possess real-life superpowers. Let's take a look at that idea of being real life.
Okay, real life is something that happens in the world. but not just in stories. So if you hear about something that happens in a story, it's not necessarily true. It's not necessarily something that could actually happen. But when we say real life, we mean it's really happening in our lives or in the world.
That's right. For example, Spider-Man has some superpowers that are similar to what spiders can do, but that's not actually real life superpowers, right? However, we are talking about animals that possess these really interesting abilities, and our lesson is having fun when it's calling them superpowers, some of which surpass anything writers have imagined.
Okay, this word surpass is one that we need to talk about, friends. This means to do or be better than someone or something. So, for example, Rachel wanted to surpass her past test score. She wanted to do better than the score she got on her last test.
And I really like that our lesson says that it, you know, these things surpass anything that writers have imagined, a writer or a creator of any kind, right? You know, I think about the natural world around us, and God's creativity is pretty amazing. And so it goes way beyond the things that we can even imagine. But let's get into this next section here where we read super senses. And how does our lesson continue?
Okay, so now we're going to look at some specific things that animals can do that humans can't. Some animals have senses that humans do not have, using magnetic fields or electrical signals to perceive their surroundings. Others surpass humans even in our strongest senses, vision and hearing. Here's an example. Eagles can spot prey from great heights. Let's define this word, prey.
Well, prey, P-R-E-Y, is an animal that is hunted and eaten by another. For example, the rabbit is prey for the fox, or perhaps the rabbit could be prey for the eagle. So that's what we read here. Some estimates state that they can spot a rabbit from as far as 3 miles away.
This is very, very far away, friends. 3 miles away. They must have amazing senses to be able to know that there is a rabbit that they can eat so far away.
That's right. Eagles have amazing eyesight. So this is just one example of an animal that has an amazing superpower. And, you know, their eyesight does surpass that of humans. We're going to be getting into other animals and what makes them special. So let's get into our next reading right now.
Animal superpowers. Other animals have amazing hearing. One famous example is the bat's echolocation, in which it emits high-pitched sounds that humans cannot even hear. The sound waves bounce off objects and return to the bat. The bat can determine where these echoes are coming from with enough precision to navigate. Elephants may also be able to hear frequencies that humans cannot detect, but in their case, the sounds are not high, but low. In 2004, a powerful tsunami hit eastern Africa with no warning, but the elephants had left the area well before it hit. Presumably, they knew the tsunami was coming because they could hear the earthquake that set it off.
The bus driver uses a digital map to navigate the unfamiliar city. 这位公车司机使用电子地图来导航这个不熟悉城市的位置和方向。Navigate 的名词 navigation 也是指导航或航行。例如 ,modern cars often come with GPS systems,already installed to help with navigation. 现代汽车通常以内建 GPS, 卫星导航系统来协助导航。它的形容词是 navigable, 意思呢是可航行的。譬如 ,the river is only navigable during the rainy season when water levels are high. 这条河只在雨季水位高涨时才可以航行。
All right, friends, we've already taken a look at how eagles can sense their prey from very, very far away. But this isn't the only way that animal senses can be really amazing. We read here other animals have amazing hearing. One famous example is the bat's echolocation. What is echolocation?
Echolocation. This is a way that animals find objects by actually using sound. So, yes, bats use echolocation to hunt insects in the dark. So, this is the bat's echolocation, our lesson says, in which it emits high-pitched sounds that humans cannot even hear. Well, let's take a look at that word, emit. To emit, E-M-I-T, this means to send out light, sound, or heat.
Well, let's try to use emit in a sentence, friends. The lamp emits a soft yellow light. Sometimes I like to think of this word as giving off. The lamp gives off a soft yellow light. Now we read on here that these sound waves bounce off objects and return to the bat. What does it mean if something bounces off something else?
Yeah, to bounce off, this is to hit something and then go back. So you can use your basketball to bounce off the wall. Maybe you want to practice for something. And of course, in our lesson, we're talking about echolocation, and it really does have that idea of sound bouncing off from one thing to the next. That's how an echo is created.
Okay, so the bats are emitting these high-pitched sounds. Then these sound waves bounce off objects, and then they return to the bat. The bat can determine where these echoes are coming from with enough precision to navigate. Now, this word precision, friends, means the quality of being very, very exact.
That's right. So, for example, some people's jobs really require a lot of precision. A surgeon, for example, the surgeon worked with great precision during the surgery. Well, it is always fun to learn about bats and how they can use echolocation to find out where things are. And in fact, Anne-Marie, people who may not be able to see have also learned how to use echolocation in their lives as well. I've heard of people who make little clicking sounds to find out how far away an object is, or maybe they want to avoid hitting something. So actually, we are already learning how to do similar things.
Yeah, a lot of times if one of our senses isn't working as well, then our other senses make up for it. So then we hear again about another case, elephants. They may also be able to hear frequencies that humans cannot detect, but they're different than bats here. We see in their case the sounds are not high, but low.
All right, and you saw that word detect in this sentence. It's kind of like that word sense, right? So they can hear frequencies that we humans cannot sense or detect. We can't hear them, even if we tried, right? However, these are very low sounds. In 2004, a powerful tsunami hit Eastern Africa with no warning, but the elephants had left the area well before it hit. What does that mean, Anne-Marie? They left well before it hit.
We can say long before it hit. They left at a time that was much before the time that this tsunami hit. And why did this happen? We find out in the next sentence. Presumably, they knew the tsunami was coming because they could hear the earthquake that set it off. So people aren't really sure why these elephants left the area, but we see this word presumably. This means probably true, but we're not certain.
That's right. Presumably, for example, Jack is late because of the traffic. Presumably. Maybe that's just an excuse. But yes, back to the elephants and earthquakes. This is very interesting. Elephants aren't the only animals that people observe when it comes to earthquakes. Before the huge 921 earthquake several decades ago, a lot of frogs had come out, you know, kind of crossing the road, and it was very unusual to see so many frogs out in the open like that. And then, not long after that, the earthquake struck.
You know, I've noticed, too, even with smaller earthquakes, that a few minutes before it happens, sometimes my cats will act very strange. Mm. And I'm not sure why, if they can tell something is going to happen, but maybe it's the same idea.
That's right. Well, friends, we have something else we'd like to talk about from this section, and that is the idea of setting something off, the earthquake that set it off. Setting off the tsunami, for example. To set something off means to cause something to start.
Okay, let's use that in a sentence. The smoke set the fire alarm off. So because there was smoke, the fire alarm rang. One thing caused the other.
Well, friends, we do have more to learn about animal superpowers, but right now let's go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi friends, let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Some sense. You've probably heard the word sense used in all kinds of ways. And no, we're not just talking about the five senses, like touch or taste. We're going beyond that. Let's start with some common expressions. A sense of humor means you understand and enjoy jokes. She has a great sense of humor. Then there's a sense of direction. That's your ability to navigate without constantly getting lost. He has no sense of direction. We ended up at a pizza place instead of the zoo. Now let's talk about common sense. It's basic practical thinking. You don't put metal in the microwave, silly. That's just common sense. Some phrases are a little more dramatic. Come to your senses means to realize the truth after acting foolish or being confused. He finally came to his senses and apologized. And if something's confusing, you try to make sense of it. I'm still trying to make sense of these math problems, aren't we all? So whether it's funny, practical, or emotional, sense always helps us figure things out. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Animal superpowers. Healing. Most creatures can recover from some injuries, but axolotls are particularly skilled at this. These creatures can grow back limbs that have been removed and even parts of their spinal cords.
Spinal cord. Spinal 是指脊椎的或是脊柱的，而 cord 是指体内的带或是锁。Spinal cord 就是指脊髓。我们来看例句。Spinal cords help send messages between the brain and the rest of the body. 脊髓协助大脑与身体其他部位之间传递讯息。Spinal 的名词是 spine, 就是指脊椎或是脊柱。譬如The doctor showed her an x-ray of the spine to explain her back pain clearly. 医生给她看她的脊椎 X 光片，清楚解释她背痛的原因。Spine 的形容词就是 spineless, 字面上的意思是没有脊椎的，可以引申为懦弱的或是缺乏勇气的。譬如 ,being spineless in tough situations can lead others to question your ability to lead confidently.在艰难处境中表现懦弱，会让别人质疑你是否相信自己有领导的能力。And this wraps up today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
Okay, it's time to learn about another animal superpower, specifically the superpower that the axolotl has.
That's right. So we're talking here about healing. Most creatures can recover from some injuries, butAxolotls are particularly skilled at this. Let's take a look at this idea of recovering from something. It's very similar to the idea of healing. It means to get better after sickness or even difficulty.
For example, you might take some time to recover after you had the flu. Or maybe you need to recover from a long week at school or work. You feel tired, so you need some time to rest or heal.
And that's kind of something that good bosses will take into consideration. If their team has spent a lot of time and energy working on a project, maybe more energy than normal, then maybe they'll give their employees a little bit of time off to recover. Let's take a look at another word here in this sentence. It is the word particularly. Here it means especially or more than others.
Okay, let's use it in a sentence. Tom loves sports, particularly basketball. Here it means that he likes basketball the most. Okay, so axolotls, they can grow back limbs that have been removed and even parts of their spinal cords.
That's a very pleasant thought, isn't it? I mean, it would be
not really.
It would be great to be able to grow back a hand if I lost my hand. We can't do that, unfortunately, as humans. But this reminds me of geckos. Geckos might be able to grow back their tail if their tail gets cut off. We've been saying this phrase, grow back, a lot. Let's talk about it here. This means to return after being lost or cut.
And we're not just talking about appendages or tails or arms or legs. You could also use this in another way. For example, the grass grew back after the rain. So maybe the grass was cut short and then it rained and it grew back.
All right. Well, Anne Marie, what do you think about these animals that we've learned so far today? And what kind of superpower would you like to have? The echolocation that bats have? The ability to grow back a limb like the axolotls have? Something else?
Well,
the ability to catch a rabbit.
I don't know that I am in danger of losing limbs very often. So yeah. Although that is a very cool superpower or ability, I don't know if that's the one I would want. I do think bats are really cool.
Yeah, it would be really cool to try to develop our sense of sound even better by practicing the way that bats do. Well, friends, what about you? What do you think about that? We have more to talk about this right after today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的usage tip要来看片语 as far as 几个常见的用法，意思是达到点点点的程度，讲到距离或程度的最大值。 就如同这句,点点点, as far as 3 miles, 点点点, 远至3英里。 As far as 也指就什么而言, 或是据我所知, 用于限制讨论的范围。 例如, as far as I know, she is honest. 就我所知, 她很诚实。 另一个类似片语是 as long as, 表示时间长度, 或只要点点点就点点点。来看例句, You can stay in the bookstore as long as you want. 你想要在书店待多久都可以。Alright
friends, it's almost time to go, but before we do, we have a talk about it question for you. Think about how you would answer this question in English. What other animal superpowers not discussed in this article can you think of, Gabe?
Anne Marie, There's a mosquito flying around here, and it always finds a way of getting away. That is an animal superpower, Anne Marie.
Is that an actual superpower, or is the mosquito just small and you can't see it?
It's small, it's hard to catch. And so, to me, this mosquito has a superpower, and that superpower is getting away from things that might cause it harm.
Hmm.
So that's a kind of a fun superpower that I wish I had a little more of.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I think about animals that can see in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when it's completely dark outside, they can still see where they're going and be perfectly fine just walking around, not running into anything.
Well, friends, we do have more to learn about other animals with different superpowers, don't we?
That's right, but that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Gabe, saying see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.